KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 11 degrees below zero here in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 24. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Once again, another winter weather system very similar to what occurred this past weekend is expected to affect Iowa tonight and Wednesday. Moderate to heavy snow should enter south and western Iowa early this evening and spread north and east through the remainder of the state into the night. Widespread accumulations of 5 to 9 inches are forecast throughout central Iowa, with the highest end of that range in the western part of the state. And although the winds will not be extreme, there may be some minor blowing and drifting of snow in the rural areas by early tomorrow, with visibilities down to a quarter mile at times due to intense snowfall rates. And on a related note, officials of the city of Atlantic are reminding residents of the city about an ordinance prohibiting the pushing of or blowing of snow onto city streets, alleys, or right-of-ways. Also, when piling snow, do not pile snow near roads, blocking the view of traffic, as that creates a danger to the public on top of already difficult driving conditions. Authorities say they understand with this much snow, it's difficult to know where to push it to. But please be courteous when clearing your snow from your property. Keep the piles low. Do not pile snow up on other properties without permission. And think about the line of sight for traffic, as well as pedestrians and school children who are walking to and from school. There is a winter storm warning in effect for tonight, beginning at 6 p.m. for the entire listening area. And that'll run through 9 a.m. on Wednesday. A reminder also that due to the inclement weather forecast for tonight, the Atlantic Winter Band Vocal Contest, scheduled for this evening, has been moved from 7:30 to 5:30 p.m. Once again, they moved the Atlantic Winter Band and Vocal Concert for tonight to 5:30 instead of a 7:30 start. In other news, Red Oak Police Monday evening cited a man from Villisca for possession of drug paraphernalia. 44-year-old Jonathan Dean McCollum received his citation around 7:45 p.m. following a traffic stop on the 1200 block of Highway 34. McCollum was released from the scene with his citation. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports his deputies were called Monday afternoon to the 200 block of H Street in Randolph for a suspicious vehicle. Upon their arrival, a 2004 Chevy Suburban stolen out of Council Bluffs was located, and at the time of the initial report, no suspects were located. But later on in the evening, deputies had continued their investigation that resulted in the arrest of 34-year-old Casey Dean Freemeyer Jr. and 40-year-old Barbara Hall, both of Randolph. Freemeyer and Hall were located during a traffic stop in Tabor and taken into custody. Each faces a charge of theft in the second degree, motor vehicle related. Both were brought to the Fremont County Jail and held on $5,000 bond each. The investigation is ongoing, with more individuals involved and pending charges against them. Authorities are still trying to locate a 2015 Harley-Davidson enclosed trailer that was attached to the vehicle when it was initially stolen. Fremont County deputies were assisted during their investigation by the Tabor Police Department. The Parks and Recreation Director for the City of Atlantic has resigned. Seth Stasselm turned in a letter of resignation to the City of Atlantic last week. Stasselm has accepted another position with the City of Marion. In a statement, he said he's very appreciative for his time with the City of Atlantic and in the community, and he'd like to thank everyone in the community for being so great to himself and his wife during their time here. Stasselm said, "We made a lot of good relationships with folks in the area and feel blessed and we're welcomed in Atlantic. The people here is what makes this community so great," he said, "and why Atlantic has a promising future." He also said, "We will truly miss the community and will always have a special place in Atlantic, or for Atlantic, in their hearts." At this time, the Park and Recreation Board has made no decision on the Park and Recreation Director's position. Their next meeting is set for February 25th. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to hold their regular weekly meeting this morning at 9 o'clock in the courthouse in Atlantic. On their agenda is a review of a proposed agreement with the Sheriff's Deputies and Jailers Unit and a work on the fiscal year Cass County 2019-2020 budget. Other business includes regular reports as available from the County Attorney, County Engineer, and County Mental Health General Relief Coordinator. And while recent honor flights have recognized veterans of World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, a new honor flight is being recognized or organized for those who served in conflicts in the Middle East. Bill Williams, the co-founder of the nonprofit group Patriotic Productions, which puts on the flights, says this initial new flight to Washington, D.C. for veterans from Western Iowa and Nebraska will be limited.
To take all of them, it would be multiple flights and $1 million. So our compromise is to take the Purple Heart recipients, Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan.
Bronze Star recipients are also welcome to apply for the flight, which is scheduled for May 24th. Williams says some other VIPs will also be making the journey.
We're also going to take the highest decorated combat veterans from those same three conflicts. And our special guests on the plane will be Gold Star children of the fallen from Iraq and Afghanistan.
The charter jet will fly out of Epley Airfield in Omaha for a day-long whirlwind tour of Washington, D.C., including stops at several war memorials and Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknowns. There will be a special homecoming in Omaha later that night.
We're going to pick them up on the tarmac at Epley, drive them through the old market, led by a marching band and horses and classic cars and motorcycles, down to the Durham Museum around the back. And they'll walk through that crowd of flags and signs to the cheers of those welcoming them home.
Again, that event is scheduled for May 24th. The last honor flight, which was for Vietnam veterans, saw a crowd of about 7,000 gathered at the Omaha airport to welcome veterans back to town. Veterans of Desert Storm, Iraq, and Afghanistan who earned the Purple Heart or Bronze Star can apply for the May flight. Applications are available at www.patrioticproductions.org. In our funeral announcements, Betta Jean Cox, age 95, of Panora, died Thursday. Funeral services for Betta Cox will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Panora United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Robert Larson, age 88, of Casey, died Thursday in Perry. Funeral services for Robert Larson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Karen Brockman, age 78, of Shelby, died Saturday. Funeral services for Karen Brockman will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. Sally Burmeister, age 78, of Harlan, died Thursday in Omaha. A memorial service for Sally Burmeister will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Ronald DuPay, age 69, of Creston, died Sunday in Des Moines. A funeral mass for Ronald DuPay will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Harvey Wallace, age 86, of Fontenelle, died Saturday. Funeral services for Harvey Wallace will be held next Tuesday at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. And Shirley Walker, age 68, of Harlan, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Shirley Walker will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.